Wells Fargo to launch tokenized deposits, this fall on its own blockchain. Wells Fargo plans to launch tokenized deposits this fall, with the first product moving dollars and pounds between corporate accounts around the clock on a blockchain the bank built and controls. The plan was surfaced in an August 5, 2026 post from CoinMarketCap citing the rollout, which begins with dollar-to-pound transfers for a set of select corporate clients. A tokenized deposit is a claim on money already sitting in a commercial bank, represented as a token on a ledger. It is not a stablecoin issued by a third party, and it is not a central bank digital currency. The dollars stay Wells Fargo dollars. The token is the transport layer. That distinction matters because it keeps the balance inside the regulated banking perimeter while giving it the one property traditional deposits lack. It can move at any hour, including nights, weekends, and holidays when the wire and correspondent systems are closed. The problem being solved is timing, not trust. Corporate treasurers who move money across the dollar-pound corridor today are boxed in by operating hours. A payment initiated after the London cutoff, or on a Friday afternoon, can sit for a day or more before it settles. And during that gap, the sender carries exposure to currency swings and short-term funding costs. A ledger that runs continuously collapses that window. Settlement happens when the instruction is sent, not when the next business day opens. That is the specific pitch here. Wells Fargo is not selling exposure to crypto assets or a yield product. It is selling faster movement of ordinary corporate cash between two of the most traded currencies in the world, with the bank itself as the ledger operator rather than a public network. Building the rail in-house, the detail worth sitting with is that the bank is running this on its own blockchain rather than a shared public chain like Ethereum or a consortium network. A permissioned single operator ledger gives Wells Fargo control over who can transact, what compliance checks run on each transfer, and how the system behaves under stress. It trades the open composability of public chains for control and predictability, which is the trade-off most large banks have chosen when they touch this technology. JP Morgan took a version of this path years ago with its own deposit token and internal network. And a growing list of institutions has been testing tokenized settlement in controlled environments. The Bank for International Settlements has run cross-border experiments, settling tokenized payments across six currencies through its Project Agora. And the Bank of Italy has been public about where the real efficiency test for these systems lies. Wells Fargo joining with a live commercial product, rather than a pilot, moves the conversation from proof of concept to production. The operational payoff for treasury teams. For the select clients in the first wave, the change is operational. Treasury teams can fund and settle dollar-pound obligations outside of banking hours, which shortens the time cash is stranded in transit and reduces the buffer they need to hold against timing risk. For a company running large cross-border payment volumes, hours of saved settlement time compound into real working capital savings. The rollout is deliberately narrow. It starts with one currency pair, one client segment, and one bank's ledger. There is no consumer product, no retail wallet, and no card attached to this at launch. It is plumbing for corporate treasury, and Wells Fargo is treating it as such. The read for crypto payments. The interesting part for anyone watching payment rails is what tokenized bank deposits imply for the stablecoin-style products that have been racing to own cross-border settlement. Banks are signaling they intend to keep this business on their own infrastructure rather than cede it to token issuers or public chains. A dollar token issued and settled by a top-tier bank carries the bank's regulatory standing and its balance sheet, which is a different value proposition from a privately issued stablecoin, even when the on-chain mechanics look similar. That does not make the two mutually exclusive. Stablecoins and bank-issued deposit tokens can coexist, serving different users with different risk appetites. But it does confirm that the largest banks see round-the-clock tokenized money movement as their business to defend, not a fringe experiment to watch from a distance. One caution, the announcement as reported is thin on specifics. The exact launch date, the list of participating clients, the fee structure, and how the ledger interoperates with anything outside Wells Fargo are not detailed in the initial post. Until the bank publishes rollout documentation, The safe reading is that this is a targeted corporate settlement product going live this fall, not a broad shift in how money moves for everyone.